Welcome to episode 8 of the Metal Hammer podcast. It's a very special edition episode this week. We have two big announcements. First up, the brand new issue of Metal Hammer on sale this Thursday, which is tomorrow, I believe, when this will be going out. And secondly, we will be exclusively announcing all the nominations for this year's Metal Hammer Golden Gods Awards. Yes, guys. Come on. It's going to be massive.
I can't wait.
Me either. I'm Mo. I'm here with Elle and Jonathan. How you doing, guys? We good?
Very good.
Very good.
Good to bloody hear.
We're going
to
crack even better than I am, apparently.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
She's very good.
Very good. Good point. I'm a solid 7.5 out of 10, I'd say. We're going to go straight into the new issue. It is an absolute beast. We go inside the biggest and most important metal tour of 2018. You may have noticed that we're just a little bit excited about the Metal Hammer sponsored Trivium tour that is coming up next month. It's Trivium, Code Orange, Power Trip and Venom Prison all on one tour together. It's going to be the best tour of the year. It's going to be the biggest tour of the year. We say it because we believe it. That's why we're sponsoring it. It's going to be massive. We have an exclusive interview with Matt Heafy from Trivium and Jamie Morgan from Code Orange. They talk about where metal is at in 2018, how this very special tour came together and what the future holds beyond that, what it means to the scene to have all these bands touring together, what it means about the state of metal right now. It's an eye-opening interview. Neither of those guys are very shy of sharing an opinion. And I wrote it, so I know it's good. Hooray. We also talked to Venom Prison. We do talk to Power Trip as well, two very exciting bands all on this tour. We also have exclusive features with the likes of Iron Maiden. We go inside the secret story behind the amazing Seventh Son of the Seventh Son album, which turns 30 this year, which probably makes a lot of people feel odd, so sorry about that. We also have world exclusive interviews with the likes of Carpenter Brut. I went out to France earlier this month, which I talked about a couple of podcasts ago, to see that show, which me and Jonathan got to see in London the other week as well.
And therein lies a tale.
It was very, yes, it does. Maybe that's for another time. But we go inside the kind of story of the, I'd say unquestionably the biggest name in the synthwave scene, a guy who's a little bit mysterious, has this kind of anonymous kind of mob boss gangster thing going on. All very interesting and very weird, so you can read about what it was like going out to go up and talk to him. We also have interviews with the likes of Machine Head, a world exclusive interview with Lamb of God about their surprise album, which got us all by surprise last week. They're releasing a covers album to celebrate 20 years together. That's an amazing story behind that as well. We talked to Randy about what's going on there. We also have interviews with the likes of Ministry, Puppy, Dragon Force, Motorhead, Will Haven, Boss Keloid, and many, many, many more. Those are all going to be inside the new issue of Melt Hammer. If you happen to go past Tesco, I mentioned that that amazing feature where we go behind the scenes of Seventh Son and the Seventh Son earlier. And if you happen to be walking past the Tesco, go inside because you'll see a very special Iron Maiden edition of this issue, which you can only get in Tesco. As well as that, because we're excited about the Trivium tour, we also have a very special first time ever exclusive Trivium Sin in the Sentence bundle deal that you can buy online only at Metal Hammer. That will come with a special limited edition Trivium cover, a signed lyric sheet, hand numbered, hand signed. There's only 250 of these ever made, along with an exclusive patch design and an exclusive poster. That's four awesome things you'll get in one lovely package for just under £15. You can only get it at metalhammer.co.uk, so go and check it out now. And as I said, that whole package is only limited to 250 copies. Once they're gone, they're gone. Do not sleep on them. Whew.
You're okay, Mel.
Yeah,
take a
it's a big issue, isn't it?
It is. There's a lot to fit in there.
I'm excited about it. Yeah, and we are excited about it. We're delighted to be involved with the tour. It's why we have all four of those bands on the cover. We've got Matt, Jamie from Code Orange, Larissa from Venom Prison, and Riley from Power Trip all on the main cover together. We've got those exclusive Trivium bundles as well, as I said. And we've got the Iron Maiden exclusive edition cover only in Tesco. So whatever you like in heavy music, as always, Metal Hammer has you covered.
And there's Subterranea as well.
There is Subterranea, I apologise. Would you like to explain about Subterranea? There's free extreme metal magazine that you only get inside Hammer.
This month we've got a pretty pagan issue. We have Heilung from, Norway, Germany and
excellent
Denmark,
band,
who blew everyone's mind at Castle Fest in Netherlands and Midgard's Blood in Norway. Kind of this crazy pagan shamanic troupe. The full Castlefest video is online. That has 1.2 million views, one of the standout songs as a solo thing on YouTube, has 3.7 million views, turning an entire field...
That's crazy for a band on that level.
Yeah, turning the entire field into basically a pagan rave. and yeah, they look incredible. They look like basically Del Toro, Alejandro Del Toro, made a kind of pagan metal band. And it's just absolutely mesmerising, the kind of the beats and the whole kind of drones going on. And it completely takes you over, and they're going to be the next biggest thing in the underground.
That's exciting.
They're on the, you know, and they've got, you know, with a really strong belief system too. So they're going to be on the, they're on the cover of Next Subterranean. We also have, in kind of fairly pagan terms, we have Einar Selvik from Vardruna and Ivar Bjornsson from Enslaved. They come back together again, doing the follow up to Skuggsjåa, which is called Hugsjåa.
I like it.
Not at all confusing.
Yeah, not at all confusing. Skuggsjåa and Hugsjåa, it sounds like a children's story. So they've done a new album, not the two bands together, it's down to five piece, very different kind of, slightly different vibe to the new one, but we talked to them about that. And by way of complete contrast, we have our Leo Dorian, ex of Cathedral, now of With the Dead, and he's resurrected his old kind of punk crust band, Septic Tank. And
oh, nice.
About 18 years after their first form, they finally got around to putting an album, and we talk about him, about the glory days of crust and punk, and why it took 18 years to put out your first album.
All of that and so much more only in the new issue of Metal Hammer. You can hear everything that Jonathan... Sorry, you can read everything that Jonathan just described to you in Subterranea, along with those aforementioned interviews with the likes of Trivium, Code Orange, Power Trip, Venom Prison. I didn't mention earlier, we got Rob Flynn from Machine Head to write a kind of letter to himself, to his younger self. Really interesting, emotional thing that we haven't done in Metal Hammer before. It's one of the most interesting things I think you'll read this year. You definitely need to get all over it. We go inside the story of Seven Son and the Seventh Son. We go up to France with Carpenter Brut. We talk to Lamb of God. We talk to Dragon Force. We talk to Blackstone Cherrier in there as well. It's everything you need in heavy this month, along with that package deal we talked about earlier. Get onto metalhammer.co.uk to find out all about it, on sale Thursday. That was the new issue, and that's not the only thing we are announcing this week. We are very, very excited to say that the Golden Gods are back. We are returning on Monday, June 11th at the Indigo in London. It's going to be a huge night, and we are exclusively announcing not just the host, but all of the nominations for this year's awards, which you lovely people can go and vote for. So, the host for the 2018 Golden Gods in association with Monster Energy is none other than Mr. Jamie Jaster. Come on. Yes. The main man, Hatebreed legend, podcast hero, one of the best voices in our scene. He now becomes, I believe, a three-time Golden Gods host, which ties in with Chris Jericho, I think. So that's Jamie hosting, and now on to the exclusive announce of all the nominations for this year's awards. The Best New Band Award, absolutely huge one, of course, all about new music here on in the magazine, the podcast, and at the Golden Gods. The five nominees for this year's Best New Band Award are... Conjurer, the UK's finest, released the excellent Maya earlier this year. We've been raving about it on here, we've been raving about it in the magazine. Easily one of the best bands in the UK right now. Conjurer are nominated for Best New Band. So are Love Bites, Japanese power metalers that are leading a kind of fascinating new wave of heavy music over in Japan. We've covered them in the magazine as well. They came over to the UK for a very well-received show at the London Underworld not too long back. So Conjurer and Love Bites both nominated, as are Sleep Token. Elle, do you want to talk about Sleep Token? I know they're a band you're quite interested in.
Yeah, I mean, they've got all this kind of mystery around them, you know, who is the singer, is this mysterious figure, but it's just kind of really interesting sort of alternative metal that kind of crawls into your skin, quite ambient, and then with some sort of heavy bits in it too, very atmospheric.
Yeah, repping for kind of tech and progressive metal, a Sleep Token. Joining those three in the nominations for Best New Band are Loathe, nuclear blast powered metalcore band that have got a lot of people very, very excited in the scene at the moment, bending that sound into new shapes, which is what we're all about. And flying the flag for true, no fucking around, heavy fucking metal is the mighty Visigoth coming out of Salt Lake City. Their latest album, Conqueror's Oath, is an absolute screamer. If you haven't heard it yet, you need to get all over that. So yeah, what a spread of bands. Conjurer, Love Bites, Sleep Token, Loathe and Visigoth. Those are your nominations for the Best New Band Award at this year's Golden Gods. Jonathan, do you want to take us through the nominations for Best Underground?
Yeah, so the Best Underground.
Bit of you, this is.
Yeah, first of all, we have Amin Ra from Flanders, Belgium.
Mm.
Someone once said that Vajruna weren't a band anymore, their religion, and I think the same can be said for Amin Ra.
Brilliant.
They kind of create their own kind of world, their own kind of solemn space that becomes completely transformative and life-changing, and it's just one of the most intense bands you'll ever experience, both live and on record, and they've created their own sound that other people try to copy but no one can get close to, and there's so much genuine dedication to their art, and they're in a world of their own. Wars in the Throne Room, they kind of created a world.
Hell yes, love yeah. Their Wars in the Throne.
Yeah, they kind of created a world of their own. They, as much as I hate the word game changer, but they kind of did that with Black Mountain a little bit. Like, they kind of altered the state.
Saw L cringe at game changer.
Yeah, I know
so
I hate the word game
changer.
One of our banned terms at Metal Hammer.
But they did open up, like, this whole new realm of Black Mountain. Even though it was kind of very much based on some of the early stuff like Burzum, they kind of opened it up into something that a lot of bands have kind of followed through. And again, a very deeply emotional, deeply personal take on black metal.
Brilliant.
That opened up the whole world of US black metal.
And keeping in the Wolf theme.
Keeping in the Wolf theme, we have Chelsea Wolf.
Ooh.
Not entirely a metal band or a metal artist, but certainly got the heaviness that every metal head absolutely loves. A really unique voice, has this kind of very dreamlike aspect to her, but also, again, feels very kind of like undergoing some deep personal therapy and listen to her. Mm. And you see people in their own private worlds when she's singing, and she's just something else entirely as well too.
Mm-hmm.
We have Hylung, who I believe we've spoken about.
Yep, absolutely.
The new word, shamanic pagan Iron Age metal. Well, it's not even metal apart from the fact they clang swords and things, and it's
metal in spirit, if
yeah, in spirit, yeah, yeah. And what, again, another incredible experience. And then we have Tribulation from Sweden, sort of
excellent
in the same world as like Watain and In Solitude, that kind of Swedish sort of atmospheric metal, and they brought out kind of a new kind of gothic element in metal, and really striking looking band, really striking sounding band, and an incredible new record they've got coming out.
Awesome.
They've had out recently.
So those are your Best Underground nominations for this year. Amin Ra, Wolves in the Throne Room, Chelsea Wolf, Hylung and Tribulation. Not too bad at all, if we do say so ourselves. What an amazing form the Underground is in at the moment. Elle, do you want to take us through the nominations for Best British Band?
Sure thing.
The home of metal represented.
Best British Band. First up, we have Asking Alexandria, who obviously came back with Danny with their self-titled record and played Brixton in January. Merle, you were there, weren't you?
I was, yeah. I'd say it was the best I've seen Asking, actually. And I'm not just saying that because we've nominated them. It's why we've nominated them. They are very much a band back in the saddle in a great form, which is great.
Next up, we have Cradle of Filth. They are just British stalwarts, really, aren't they? They released Cryptoriana, The Seductiveness of Decay last year. Lots of amazing Victorian gothic horror. Danny Filth is basically a national treasure at this point.
And, he is. You know, he really is.
they are still doing great things for our scene.
Next one's kind of a band we've debated on here, but we felt it was probably time to, you know, give them the nod.
Definitely time. They have been bringing 10 years of pirate metal to the world. It is Aelstorm. And also,
yeah,
as we've spoken about, they have just been rising and rising without anyone really noticing apart from their hardcore fans, and they have these amazing pirate metal anthems and a giant duck on stage.
What more could you want?
Brings a bit of fun to metal.
What's more British than a giant duck?
Next up, we have Rollo Tomassi, again been doing great things for a decade now in our world, and they obviously just released Time Will Die and Love Will Bury It, which is a very
excellent
amazing
album.
Layered atmospheric, brilliant record. They're going to be touring soon, so make sure to catch them as well.
Yeah.
And we have Judas Priest. What can you say about
Judas
Priest?
What do they know
Priest?
About British metal?
Basically inventing this amazing world of British metal that we all live in.
And, in my opinion, the album of the year so far. In my opinion.
Firepower, in case you haven't heard it yet.
If you haven't heard it, what are you doing with your life? Jesus. So yeah, that is the Best British Band nominations for this year. Asking Alexandria, Cradle of Filth, Aelstorm, Rollo Tomassi and Judas Priest. That's a party I would go to.
Definitely a party. I would be going on to. I'm very proud of you know, what we have down here.
It's yeah, absolutely. Right, on to the nominations for Best International Band. Stone Sour, unquestionably just coming off the back, or probably even still in the midst of their most successful 12 months ever. They released Hydrograd in the kind of late summer of last year, I think it was. They've been touring around the world, playing ludicrously well-received shows. Corey and the boys firing an absolute all form. firing on what? Firing on all cylinders, indeed. Also in Best International, we have Trivium. Speaking of a band on form, just dropped what is, in my opinion, their best album in 10 years, In the Sin and the Sentence. They're heading up the Hammer Tour. We've got them on the cover of the new issue. They're having an absolute standout year by every conceivable possible measure. So big ups, Trivium. We nominated them for Best International Band. Also nominated are the Mighty Parkway Drive. Have just been playing a bunch of intimate shows around the world, most recently smashing the underworld in Camden to bits with a kind of a Horizons heavy show. They got new singles out now off of The Imminent Reverence, which looks like it's going to be an absolutely amazing album if, you know, what's come so far is anything to go by. Another great standout year for them. They are nominated in Best International Band, as is the man himself, Marilyn Manson. Heaven Upside Down was an album that Elle bloody loved.
It really did.
Along with most Manson fans, it seems. His live shows are on much, much better form at the moment than they were a few years previously. He's been, you know, all over the place, putting out videos with Courtney Love. Definitely having his most successful year in a good old while. We had him on the cover of Metal Hammer back in October last year. Also nominated in Best International at Arch Enemy, coming off the back of another great year. They released Will to Power in the autumn of last year, played sold-out tours around the US with Trivium, also came over to Europe. Elle and I saw them play an excellent show at Coco, a band on absolute fire at the moment. So they head up the end of the Best International nominees: Stone Sour, Trivium, Parkway Drive, Marilyn Manson and Arch Enemy. Yet more signs that metal is firing on all cylinders right around the world. Elle, do you want to take us through the nominations for the Breakthrough Bands? This is the award for the bands that have kind of risen up out of the underground. They're crossing barriers. They're doing amazing things in metal on a scale where the world is watching. And I think when you look at this, you can really get a taste of just how exciting the scene is at the moment.
First up, we have Marmosets. They've just released their second album, Knowing What You Know Now. Beckett is an incredible front person. She's formidable. You know, she gets up there, she screams, she gives it her all. There is no one like her at the moment doing that kind of music. That's very exciting. No. Code Orange, nominated next. They're going to be on a Hammer sponsored tour and obviously released Forever last year, just melding that mixture of industrial, 90s metal, alternative altogether, just into something new, and obviously nominated for a Grammy.
Yeah, Grammy nominated Code Orange, and also on the cover of the current issue of Metal Hammer, which is on sale tomorrow.
Related to that, another nomination for Breakthrough is Power Trip.
Yes.
Tourmates.
Yes.
And our next tour with Trivium and Code Orange and Venom Prison that's coming to the UK. No one is doing what they are doing right now to revive thrash in a really exciting and modern way. Then we have Employed to Serve. He released The Warmth of a Dying Sun, amazing album all about what it's like to be at a stage in your life where you're kind of looking for direction and what's next and kind of looking to the future. A very exciting new band. And lastly, Carpenter Brut, who we just mentioned on the podcast.
I'm wearing a t-shirt right as we speak.
Leading the charge for Synthwave. And if you haven't heard Leather Teeth, get all over that right now. It features Christopher Rigg from Ulver and Matt McNerney from Beast Milk. And it's just
Grave Pleasures now.
Grave Pleasures, I'm sorry.
Old
habits die hard.
I went old school.
I did hear old school. Carpenter Brut doing amazing things, mixing again those worlds of synthwave with metal.
Fuck yeah. So that's the Breakthrough Awards category. Marmosets, Code Orange, Power Trip, Employed to Serve and Carpenter Brut. What a powerhouse category that is. You can vote for them. It's up to you guys who wins it. Best live band, self-explanatory this one, dedicated to the band smashing stages big and small around the world. First up in the nominations list is Sabaton, the Swedish power metal legends.
They bring a tank.
They bring a tank, exactly.
A tank to the stage.
A band that brings a tank on a stage is always going to be in with a shout of being the best live band, so they are nominated. also nominated. Italian symphonic goth metal legends Lacuna Coil recently celebrated a very special anniversary, didn't they?
Yeah, 2 decades of Lacuna Coil.
Wow.
And they had some very special shows with circus performers.
That's pretty cool. Circus performers. Shout out to them. Absolutely great band on world inspiring form. Also nominated in Best Live Band are hardcore legends Converge, one of the single most important and influential bands of the 21st century, no doubt about it. And their gigs aren't so much an experience as a communion, an absolute kind of game-changing event every single time they get on the stage. Elle just cringed at me because I say game-changing, but it's true. It's Converge, so there. Converge also nominated, as are death metal royalty and one of the greatest extreme metal bands of all time, Cannibal Corpse. What do you think of Cannibal Corpse, Elle?
Gory.
Exactly this. Gory, death metal legends. You go to a Cannibal Corpse show, you know you're coming out with whiplash. No doubt about that either. The final nominees in Best Live Band this year are Solstafir, kind of Icelandic boogie soul metalers, I guess you would say.
Yeah, kind of like metal cowboys.
Metal cowboys.
Sing in Icelandic and you don't actually know what they're singing about, but they just sound so emotional.
If you've ever seen them live, you know it's a very special experience indeed. And they haven't really played one of the big festivals over here, so they should be booked soon. But yeah, those are your Best Live Band nominations. Sabaton, Lacuna Coil, Converge, Cannibal Corpse and Solstafir. On to the Best Independent Label Award. Very important award to us here at Metal Hammer, kind of celebrating the labels that go above and beyond to bring you the very best in cutting edge music. Nominated in the Best Independent Label Award this year are Sumerian, powerhouse US label behind the likes of Asking Alexandria, Bad Omens, Betraying the Martyrs, Upon and Burning Body. Done a hell of a lot to shape the metal scene in America for sure. Holy Roar, what a label they are. Recently celebrated their 10-year anniversary, housing the likes of Rollo Tomassi, Employed to Serve in Svalbard. They also have the best merchandise in the game. Just trust me on that. Go look it up if you haven't seen it yet. Southern Lords, real beating heart of metal across the planet, home of All Pigs Must Die, Power Trip, Wolves in the Throne Room, and many more. Unified out of Australia, home of the likes of Northlane, Straight from the Path, Hacktivist, Ocean Grove, and many more. And finally, Indie Recordings, home of 1349, Aura Noir, many of the underground's very finest bands. They've got a great kind of Illuminous section as well. The likes of Wardruna and Cavell Attack have come through their ranks over the years as well. So very important label to the developments of the scene. So that is the Best Independent Label Awards. Sumerian, Holy Roar, Unified, Southern Lord and Indie Recordings. Finally, Events of the Year. It's a new one. Do you want to take us through the Events of the Year and tell us about what's going on?
Event of the year. Obviously, around the globe, there are so many metal festivals that happen every single year with all our favourite bands on them. But some of them stand out as being very special to us here at Hammer. And the first nomination in this category is Download.
Of course.
Classic metal festival, been going for over a decade now. Absolutely fantastic lineups every year, catering to every single taste in our world. Last year, Friday was amazing, for those who remember. System of Down, Prophets of Rage, Five Finger,
yeah,
Mastodon, Sabaton. That was a hell of a metal lineup. But not only that, with Download, you know you're going to get the community spirit every year. People go there as their metal holiday and make great friends with each other through their shared love of music. So a very important festival for our scene. We have Bloodstock.
Yeah.
Similarly, doing great things for metal. All the kind of metal bands that you would want, you're going to find at Bloodstock. Last year's festival boasted Amon Amarth, Ghost, Megadeth. Again, a very special community spirit and community vibe. Lots of amazing costumes. Lots of amazing people. You know you're going to have a good time at Bloodstock. We have Techfest. Always managed to secure UK exclusives, which is one of their big selling points. And again, if you like tech metal, you cannot go wrong with Tech
Fest. Yeah, literally.
3 days of amazing tech metal. But you know, they have diversified in recent years as well and have brought in some amazing artists across the spectrum. And I always have a great time when I go along. Again, there's a very special vibe, very special atmosphere, a real community spirit of people coming together to celebrate metal. Chicago Open Air, Merlin, this is your strong suit.
Hell yeah, yeah. I went down to Chicago Open Air last year. In my opinion, the best metal festival in the US. Yeah, it was just an unreal weekend. The likes of Korn, Lamb of God, Behemoth, Code Orange, Ozzy Osbourne, just a wild, wild festival out there that we're very pleased to have nominated in Event of the Year. Hooray!
And we've also nominated Wacken, Jonathan.
Oh, a little festival called Wacken.
Yeah. Jonathan, yeah. Tell us about Wacken.
So I've been there a couple of times. I went there last year. It's huge. They basically take over an entire town. And it's a festival that's a way of life. It's just like, you know, you can tell most of the people there, it's just like their motto in life is live, breathe, eat shit, go to Wacken. It's,
in that order.
Yeah, you can tell it's just what you do with your life. You go to Wacken. I mean, it's a massive festival. The weather's not always great, but the atmosphere always rises above it. It has huge bands playing. Had Manson, had Alice Cooper, and it has so many different stages with so many different things going on. Yeah, again, a festival that caters for everything, and it is the biggest heavy metal festival on this planet, I believe. It's a legendary festival.
Awesome. So that was Event of the Year, Download, Bloodstock, Techfest, Chicago Open Air, Wacken, and that concludes all the nominated categories for this year's Metal Hammer God and God Awards, Monday, June 11th, at the Indigo in London, hosted by Jamie Jaster, in association with Monster Energy. Best New Band, Best Underground, Best British, Best International, Breakthrough, Best Live Band, Best Independent Label, and Events of the Year. Those awards are in your hands, people. There'll be other awards on the night as well. It's going to be a hell of an evening. And keep an eye on metalhammer.co.uk tomorrow for information on voting and tickets. And, of course, over the coming weeks for a few of the amazing bands we're going to have playing. And trust me, it is one of the most bonkers lineups we have ever put together. It's going to be ridiculous. We've got time for one question this week. We're going to pick one from Chris Oberther. Do you want to take this one, El?
Chris Oberther says, given that Unjustice for All could use a little bass, or Tool's Undertow is just too quiet, which classic album would you most like to see remastered?
I think there's an obvious answer.
Yeah, there is an obvious answer.
Yeah, Saint Anger, clearly.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want the... it'd be nice to have the drums sounding not like someone's flicking burgers in a biscuit tin.
Yeah.
And maybe they can stick a guitar solo in there, or two in there as well, yeah, while they're at it.
I love the songs on there. I'd love to hear them done in a slightly different way.
I'd actually prefer to have, if we're talking, I mean, Injustice Rules, another one, but I'd actually prefer to have Death Magnetic remastered, because I actually think that's a really good album, but I still think the production lets that down, in my opinion. But my first choice for this would be Waking the Fallen by Avenged Sevenfold, which I think is one of the greatest metal albums ever written, but it does sound like at times it was recorded in a sock, which is not ideal. One that just came to mind as well is the Defiled second album, but I can't remember what it's called.
Oh, I don't...
Not Grave Times, the one that came after, because that's a blinder of an album, but the production wasn't great on it. Defiled, much missed, excellent London.
Sometimes you realise actually what is missing once you do hear a remaster. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Like Meshuggah's Nothing, I thought the remastering was so much better than the original.
Sure.
And that's the one I find myself listening to all the time now.
Absolutely.
Catatonia, Viva Emptiness. I was listening to that by accident one day, the remastered version, and I just didn't realise and kept thinking, hold on a minute, what's going on here? I don't remember, you know, this being on here. And so, yeah, sometimes, like you said, you hear something and it enhances it or makes you look at it in a different way.
Absolutely. That is, I said absolutely twice, who am I? That is the end of this week's podcast. Normal service will resume next week with all the normal news, interviews and gossip from the world of metal. Don't forget to go onto metalhammer.co.uk to check out all the information about our new issue, which is live and on sale in all your shops tomorrow. We've also got that special bundle deal, limited to only 250 copies around the world. Do not sleep on it. And from tomorrow, you can also jump online and vote in the Metal Hammer Golden Gods Awards 2018. It's going to be a hell of a night, and we will see you next week. Have a good one, folks.
See you then.
Bye.